This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we've got a number of guitarists from three different, well, we'll be talking about three different guitar ensembles at Millikan University in Decatur and hearing from their first guitar ensemble. They're giving a recital tomorrow night at 7:30 on the Millikan campus. And in the first part of the show, we have several young harpists who are going to be performing a Prairie Breezes mini concert for kids this evening at 6:30 at the Urbana Free Library with both Celtic Harp and Dance on that program. We, of course, can't show you any dance on today's Live and Local, but we will let you hear some of these young harpists. Hope you'll stay with us on Live and Local. We heard music from the Millikan University Guitar Ensemble, actually ensemble number one of three, performing two excerpts from Handel's Messiah, the Overture and the Pastoral Symphony. And we'll be hearing more from them from their forthcoming Christmas CD. This came, some of these came from previous one and some from the forthcoming one. They're all going to be performing tomorrow night at the Millikan University campus, all three guitar ensembles on the direction of Manly Mallard. But on this portion of the show, we have one, two, three, four, five harpists from Next Generation School. Is that where you are?
Today we have two from Next Generation School and, three actually. One is a former Next Gen, is at Uni High right now, and then we have two homeschoolers.
And that was Leela Ramagopal, who is their teacher and teaches music at Next Gen School, and also teaches some harp out of her house. Mm-hmm. And the folks we have, well, which are the ones from Next Generation? Olivia? No?
Yeah, we have Carissa Hu and Emma Reich from Next Generation.
All right, and... was there a third? I thought there was a third.
Thea Grace, who goes to Uni High now, she is a Next Gen graduate.
Thea Kamerling.
Yeah, Thea. Graduate of Thea Kamerling.
And then Olivia Gramley is at Uni High.
No, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled. Who's our Uni person? Oh, that was
Thea Grace.
Thea,
yeah.
I'm losing track of everybody. Well, in any event, it's
a lot of kids and a lot of strings, so I get it.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of room upstairs, apparently, to retain all of this. So you guys are playing tonight at the Urbana Free Library, one of their Prairie Breezes mini concerts, as they call them. It starts at 6:30, and there's also going to be some dance on the program? No?
We'll have two of our harpists get up and do a jig, and one of them will play the Morrison's jig on the harp.
And is that any of the five who are with us?
Yes.
Be
in
dancing?
Fact, they're all here.
Oh, all the ones who are going to be
We have eight harpists this evening, but the ones who are performing the jig are in the room now.
Oh, so, too bad we don't have room to do a little hard shoe and so that people could actually hear it. Well, why don't we just launch right into your first tune? We have something together?
Yes. They'll be playing all of their pieces together today. And this first one is a German folk song called The Wonderful Inn.
Five harpists going to be playing tonight at the Urbana Free Library. And was that five harps playing the same music?
It was.
Do we have any?
Yeah.
Do you do everything for unison harp? Do you have multiple harp parts?
Right. Today we have a lot of unison, but there are, we have two songs today where we have an accompanying part as well, kind of like an Alberti. In the concert tonight, we will have at least three or four songs that split the group into two.
And by Alberti, that's a technical term.
Yeah, that kind of.
Usually, if you're on a piano in your left hand, you would play this sort of arpeggiated
figure.
Yeah. And I'm looking at, it looks like three different types of harp here. Or is it really two types of harp and two of them just happen to be smaller than the others? What have we got in front of us?
No, you're right. There are three different types of harps here. Olivia and Thea Grace both have concert grand harps, each of them having at least 46 or 47 strings. These are the types of harps that you would see played in orchestras like yours. Caroline has a Celtic harp, and that harp is a bit smaller. The strings are largely nylon strung, but we have some bass wires as well. And then Carissa and Emma both have what's called a prelude. These are straight soundboards, which are different than the concert grands, which have a bowed soundboard allowing for, you know, a very, very big sound that'll cut through an orchestra. The preludes, although they have a big and really lush sound, are smaller harps which are played sort of prior to going to a concert grand. So,
and is there sort of a size that one needs to attain before you go to the concert grand, or not necessarily?
No, absolutely. Thea Grace, how old are you?
12.
You're 12. Right, and I'd say when she started, although her technique was sort of far exceeding her height, so we were happy when she was finally old enough to sit behind a concert grand harp. I don't have the exact height measurement necessarily, but you know, there's a certain, they have to be able to reach the bass wire strings, and also manage 7 pedals.
How many pedals are on the prelude harp?
There are no pedals on a prelude harp, and also none on the Celtic. These harps, the sharps and flats, are changed and manipulated by levers at the top on the neck.
So the levers must be on the other side of the harp that I'm looking at.
Right.
Because I'm looking at the ones that just have the pegs or whatever. What do you call those things that stick out? And
yeah, those are the tuning pegs that you're seeing.
Tuning pegs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear a little bit more. Well, we'll be hearing a lot more from these young ladies. What is our next tune?
Yeah, this is an awesome Irish tune called Chanter. And the chanter, if you think about pipes, whether they're Illan pipes, Irish Illan pipes, or whether they're Scottish bagpipes, the chanter is the thing that is fingered to change the pitches.
Okay. Five harpists who you can hear tonight along with 3 others at the Urbana Free Library starting at 6:30. And we heard Olivia and Caroline Gramley, Carissa Hu, Emma Raich, and Thea Grace Kamerling. And the program lasts how long tonight? They call them mini concerts. How mini is mini?
Right. From start to finish, it'll be about 45 minutes.
And so we're hearing a reasonable sampling of what will be on the show tonight. We'll try to talk enough so that there's plenty left to have been heard on the concert tonight for anybody who's hearing our show today and then wants to go out and hear the live performance, which is, of course, why you are here, is both to entertain our listeners but also to encourage people to go out and hear live and local performances, which is why this show is called Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're talking with Leela Ramagopal, who teaches these young harpists. How often do they get together as an ensemble?
Right. We actually don't have a weekly ensemble rehearsal. That would be fantastic if we did. They get together probably as a large group probably 3 or 4 times during a 12-week period. Some of their lessons overlap, so sometimes I will keep them, you know, keep one over into the other's lessons so that they can practice together. Mostly they're coming for private lessons, and we're discussing ensemble techniques during that time.
Private lessons at home, or they have private lessons at school?
Yeah, they're taking private lessons at my house.
All right. Mm-hmm. So those of you who – no, actually, I'm going to put this question to somebody, probably Olivia, because you're the one that keeps counting off the songs. Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing the harp, and have you been designated as the leader of this group, or how come you're the counter?
I've been playing harp along with my sister Caroline for a little over 3 years. And I'm not really sure why I'm counting things off. You can ask my teacher.
Are you the tallest? Does that explain that?
I really don't know.
We have to have Thea and Olivia stand up and find that out. I suspect it might be you. So you started at the same time as your younger sister. What took you so long to get around to it? Did one of you inspire the other?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of a long story how we got into playing harp, but we were inspired both by two homeschool sisters who played harp and by the music band Celtic Women, where there was a harpist who played in it, and that both helped to inspire us. Plus our grandparents encouraged music a lot, and so they helped us in acquiring a harp, and now we both play harp, and it's lots of fun.
Caroline, did she leave anything out? Did Olivia leave anything out?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Or you just don't want to talk?
I'm pretty sure she didn't leave anything out.
And you don't want to talk, I'll bet you. I just lost. Oh, you mentioned the Celtic Woman. They're going to be at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield, I just saw, in the spring, I believe.
Mm, fantastic.
So have you had a chance to see them live? Is that why you mentioned them, or you just heard them on recording?
My grandparents both. I guess my grandma likes that a lot. And I think they have seen them live, I think, twice, but I have not ever.
Well, here's seen your them chance. Live. They'll be not too far away next semester. Let's hear something else from our harpists today.
Great. Well, the next tune we're going to play is called Kalenda Maya, and it is a 14th century Occitan or Occitan tune from France.
All right. Thank you. harpists who are going to be at the Urbana Free Library tonight at 6:30 for about a 45-minute concert, and it's part of their Prairie Breezes series for kids. And these are five young harpists, Olivia and Caroline Gramley, Carissa Hu, Emma Raich, and Thea Grace Kamerling. Although, Emma, you sat that one out. Why did you sit out that song?
Well, I learned it, but I'm still a little shaky at the end, so I decided to leave that one out.
Until you feel more confident. And
yeah.
And what do you find especially difficult about that piece?
Well, just all the connecting chords. It's hard to do with the right hand because, well, they're always in different notes, you know, so it's hard to put them together for me.
Are chords harder to play than melody lines?
Maybe. Sometimes.
And sometimes not. Carissa, I happen to know that your sister, Amanda, plays trumpet. What possessed you to decide to play this huge instrument that your dad has to haul around for you?
In third grade, I heard that Miss Rangapal was going to give lessons in harp, and I really thought that the harp was a beautiful, interesting instrument, and I decided that I wanted to start playing, and since then, I've loved it.
And you haven't seen fit to choose something smaller, like the piccolo, for any reason?
No, I don't regret my decision.
Right. Like, I'm sure she didn't hear you say that.
Who didn't?
None of my harpists heard that.
Oh, about the
that
piccolo?
There are other smaller instruments that might be chosen.
Well, they surely know because they see all their band friends hauling these things around. How many of you do any of you actually haul your own instrument, or is it all hauled by a parent?
It's usually a joint effort.
But they all go on rollers or dollies usually, right? We have a dad that's here, right? Of whom are you the father?
Olivia, Caroline, and it usually takes two or three of us to haul these things around and get them loaded and unloaded safely.
Plus the fact that our trunk is broken on the van, so someone has to hold open the trunk so we can fit the harp in.
But hopefully nobody has to hold the door shut while you're driving around. I don't think that's a job I'd want to have any of my kids be doing. That's for sure. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible by the Danville Symphony Orchestra, presenting At Home for Christmas this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. at the Danville High School Auditorium. Margaret Carlson presents her variations of Christmas favorites for the whole family. More information is available at 443-5300. And we'll be having a calendar coming up a little later on after a segment regarding the Guitar Ensemble's recital at Millikan University in Decatur. That's going to be tomorrow night. I think we have time for probably one more tune.
One more? Oh, great.
So pick a big one. Do we have the one of the ones that has accompaniment with it? You mentioned that earlier.
Actually, I think Roving Galway Boy would be lovely.
It sounds like a great title anyway.
Yeah. So maybe if you want to hear the accompanied ones, you have to come to the concert tonight.
Fair enough. Do all five girls play on this one?
No.
Actually not.
Who's sitting out this one?
Emma.
Emma sitting this. Can we pick one that they all five do? I'd hate to have Emma sit out two.
Okay. Why don't we do Scarborough Fair?
Oh, that's always a beautiful tune.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Scarborough Fair, wonderful tune made popular by Simon and Garfunkel, Olivia Gramley and Carolyn Gramley, and Carissa Hu and Emma Raich and Thea Grace Kamerling. And next time you're on, Thea, I'll ask you some question or another. I realize I didn't get to you, but you might be grateful for that. I don't know. I thought you all played beautifully, and I really appreciate your coming in and doing the show, and everybody can go out and hear these five young women and three others. Are they all girls, also the additional three?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm looking for boys who are interested in studying.
Always. Yeah. Well, you know, the principal, the harpist of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra was a boy.
That's right.
He's retired, and I don't know who's in there now. But
And most of the great pedagogues were men as well.
Really?
In
how about
the harp
that?
World. Yeah.
Lila Ramagopal is their teacher, and they're going to be at the Prairie Breeze's mini concert for kids tonight with some Celtic dance at the Urbana Free Library. That starts at 6:30. In just a few moments, we're going to be hearing from Manly Mallard, who directs the guitar ensembles at Millikan University in Decatur. From a recording of theirs, here is a setting of the Advent carol, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, on Live and Local.
Thank you.
My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Manly Mallard, who is a professor at Millikan University in Decatur. He teaches applied guitar, also the guitar ensemble there, or ensembles, plural, and that's this topic of our conversation today because they're giving their fall concert tomorrow night at 7:30 in Quaper Hall in the Perkinson Music Center on the Millikan campus in Decatur. And I appreciate your joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
One of these days, I'll actually get to hear you. I understand, I think maybe before I started to work here, you had occasionally done some of the second Sunday concerts that WILL used to host?
That is correct. Yeah, that's been over 10 years ago now, so.
Yeah, well, I bet it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I've been here now, this is my 15th year at WILL.
Yeah, I'm thinking I did one at in about 98, and then one in 2000. That's my memory.
And you're still giving occasional recitals, I presume?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing one in the spring, but I'm not sure what the date is at this point.
Tell me a little bit about the guitar ensembles. What kind of music do they tend to cover? How many have you got, and how many students?
Well, currently we have a large number of students in the program, so we have three guitar ensembles, and our number three is for the folks that aren't as maybe as well prepared as some other instrumentalists, and we work on reading skills, but they do a program, and we get them prepared in short order. So there's number three is maybe the repertoire isn't quite as challenging, but then number two gets more so. There are 11 players in my third group, and in the second group is conducted by our adjunct professor, John Cardoni, who graduated from here in 2005. And his group, there's nine in his group, and they're doing Dowlin and Handel and Benjamin Britten. And then my first group this semester has eight in it, and we just double the parts, basically. Most of the music that we do is four-part music. And we're doing primarily all seasonal music this semester because we just finished recording our second Christmas CD.
The guitar ensemble one is doing seasonal, or
right.
Most of the program?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, our program this Thursday will be all seasonal stuff. While Handel is, we consider him the Baroque composer and all, but we're taking music from the Messiah, so.
And we heard music to begin this conversation from the new release, the title track of the new release, O Come Emmanuel. As it happens, arranged by John Cardoni.
That's correct.
He was in your program before?
Uh-huh, yes. Matter of fact, he was a student at the U of I as a, I think, a physics major, possibly, and he was a trombone player in the band, but he'd been playing guitar a long time, and he decided to change his major, and he came over to Millikan, and we're really glad he did. He's been one of the better students who have graduated from this program. He's been a very fine addition to our program.
Do you have, do folks major in guitar, or is it something extra that they do?
No, it's a major. We have, two degrees that are particularly of interest to guitarists, and that's commercial music. And in that degree program, they would study both classical and jazz guitar for at least a minimum of 2 years, and then at the end of those 2 years, they can decide to take one track or the other and focus on jazz or focus on classical. And then there's another degree program, music business, and that's primarily a classical track, but they can switch after 2 years if they've covered the requirements in the classical area. Anyway, music business and commercial music are what attracts most of the students here, but we also have music ed guys, and occasionally get a performance major.
How often do the, let me put this a different way, do the guitarists typically come in with classical background? Do they come in with jazz, or do they come in being more of a pop rock guitarist and then branch out in your program?
Yeah, I think your last one was, the most common is we get what I refer to as garage band guitarists. But sometimes we get folks from up in Chicago who have had training and actually, you know, play some nice etudes and so forth for their audition. And but that's not as common as the other.
But you focus in your teaching on classical and jazz.
Right.
Do they have opportunities to learn other styles?
Oh, yeah. We have a pretty large variety of performing groups here. We have not only the jazz bands, but the guitar ensembles, as I mentioned, and there's rock combos. And then, of course, the students will always venture off and do their own thing, and they create their own groups and so forth. So, and then we have a recording studio. What attracts a lot of the students here is the recording technology part of our degree, and they spend a lot of time studying the equipment and so forth in the recording studio and how to track people and so forth.
So they're able to learn the recording techniques themselves.
Right. Yes.
And how common is it to have a combined classical and jazz program? Because you do both.
Yes.
You teach both of those, and you actually have one of your degrees is in jazz studies.
That's right. Yes.
How common is it to combine the classical and jazz?
Well, it is more common in the last probably 10, 15 years than it was before that, because when I was coming up, there was no opportunity to study jazz unless you went to, say, Berkeley or you went to North Texas or someplace like that. And
that's Berkeley in Boston, not Berkeley in California.
Exactly. But it's more common in a lot of institutions now, and if you're going out into the marketplaces and trying to get a job as a guitar teacher, it's better that you have both or more than one kind of style that you can play. That'll get you in the door, I think, more so today than it was earlier. So.
What about the different instruments? Because obviously the classical folks are going to play acoustic, and the jazz play, and when you play jazz, you may or may not play acoustic. Do you teach different techniques on classical versus electric guitar?
Yes, but they do, one informs the other. So the right hand technique, especially, and the left hand is basically the same. And I may be a little less strict in the left hand in regard to the thumb, you know, the thumb over thing that you see so much of rock and pop players, they hang that thumb over and stuff. And some jazz players use their thumb in the left hand.
Yeah, what does that mean, the thumb over?
Well, the thumb over the neck, and they'll actually catch a note with the thumb. They'll use it as a way to press a note down on the sixth string and so forth. And it's more common in your popular styles than it. You don't see it in classical. As a matter of fact, I can only name one composer that actually used the thumb in classical technique.
For the left hand.
Right. Now, on the right hand, the way we apply the right hand to the strings and so forth and pluck them translates very well to jazz, because you can articulate the chord as a unified thing instead of, you know, strumming it with a pick, and you get a sequence of notes, you know, what we refer to as a sweep, so one note follows the other, but pretty quickly with a pick. But when you do it with your fingers, you can articulate all the notes at the same time like a piano player would. And so I think the right hand is great for articulating rhythm and that sort of thing in jazz.
Do you deal with the non-classical and jazz combos as well?
I currently have a rock combo, but no, I don't have any jazz combos right now.
Do you have personal favorite styles of music?
I would like to. I like a lot of different things, and I would say that I have one foot in each area. You know, I'm really. Was trained in classical, but I've always liked jazz and popular styles, and played in jazz bands when I was in college, and I keep continually to learn, so I like them both. So.
The program, though, Thursday night, is primarily classical.
Yes, it is. The Guitar Ensemble One's playing, as I mentioned to you earlier in our phone conversation, about Mark Hayes, and he writes these gospel arrangements of these Christmas carols, but they're really kind of jazzy too, and so would say that Go Tell It on a Mountain is kind of like, I don't know, funk tune almost. And the Nashville Noel tune that we're doing by Frank Mullins is very much steeped in the country style. And O Come Emmanuel that John did is kind of like a whole different bunch of different styles, everything from country to new age to some little bit of jazz in there too. So,
so even when you're playing quote unquote classical, you're combining all kinds of other things.
Well, in this particular program, yeah. I mean, if I look at what, for instance, Guitar Ensemble Tune is, 2 is performing, they're doing Dowlin, they're doing 4 pieces by Dowlin, they're doing a piece by Handel, and then they're doing a Simple Symphony by Benjamin Britten. So that's more typical, especially in the spring, but since we're doing this Christmas album, this is what we focused on. So.
Well, let's listen to the first one you mentioned there, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Mark Hayes' arrangement. And this comes from the first Christmas album, right?
No, this is our most recent one.
This is the one, the new one coming.
Right.
All right, and it's the Guitar Ensemble 1 from Millikan University, led by Manly Mallard, who is my guest on this portion of Live and Local. They're performing with the other two guitar ensembles tomorrow night at 7:30 in Quaper Hall on the Millikan campus in Decatur. This is Live and Local. That was an arrangement by Mark Hayes of the popular Go Tell It on the Mountain from their, it's a forthcoming CD, Manly?
Yes, it's, we had, our original mix was a little bit on the bass heavy side, so when they're listening to this particular one, this is our earlier mix, so, and we decided to go back and say, well, we're going to remix it and lower, you know, attenuate the bass a little bit, so, but it's, you can order them online, or you can get in touch with First Step Records by you can just Google First Step Records, or you can call area code 217-424-6222 and order your CDs that way.
And we heard the Guitar Ensemble 1 at Millikan University in that performance led by Manly Mallard, to whom we're speaking right now. And they're performing tomorrow night at 7:30 on the Millikan campus, along with the other two guitar ensembles. You mentioned the Benjamin Britten Simple Symphony being played by Guitar Ensemble 2, and that's originally for a string orchestra.
That is correct.
How much music is actually written for guitar ensemble as opposed to being arranged from other pieces for a guitar ensemble?
Well, it became a more and more pieces, and this kind of goes back to when I was in school, there was very little rep, original rep, for the guitar ensemble back in 78 when I was in school. And but every year is more and more stuff out there. There's an enormous amount of original stuff that's very good. There's a, I can think of a Canadian composer by the name of Patrick Roux, who's a really fine composer, and we've done some of his works in the past. Anyway, just a lot of stuff. But I like to arrange, too, because I think there's still a lot of gaps in the rep that need to be filled. I've been arranging since that time, actually. So.
Do you teach arranging for jazz, for guitar?
No, not really. There's people here on the faculty that teach arranging. But if I have a student that's interested in that sort of thing, and he brings me something, we'll talk about, voicing and tessitura and stuff like that.
Do the kids sometimes come in and say, Professor Mallard, we'd like to play this style of music or that style of music, and do any of your selections get affected by that?
Yes and no. There is a number of... and it may be less so in the classical area, but there's a number of charts I have that are for jazz guitar ensemble. And occasionally, we don't do it every year, but we'll do two or three things from the jazz catalog, and we'll do a standard like All the Things You Are, something like that that's been arranged. And it sounds like a big band chart, and then we add a bass player and a drummer.
So that's the sort of thing that might go on a spring concert, maybe.
Possibly, yes.
Do you do just the two concerts a year?
Those are two, our formal concerts that, they got to do this and all that sort of thing. But we do a lot of other casual concerts. We'll go play an event for this organization or that, and or play at the Arts Council. It just depends. But we get out numerous times a semester.
So you give the students lots of opportunities to perform.
Right.
You mentioned that they form their own bands sometimes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And coming back to one of my earlier questions, do they tend to be more of the rock variety in that case?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're everything from heavy metal to blues and pop and all that sort of thing, yeah.
Do you feel like you end up converting any of the folks who come in with that interest in the first place who become then... more interested in classical and jazz?
Yes, I think that happens. It takes a while, though, as you can imagine.
Well, they've got 4 years.
Yeah, they got 4 years, and they have to meet a standard.
Well, I think that people should look forward to this recital tomorrow night, 7:30, Kuiper Hall, Perkinson Music Center on Millikan's campus. All three guitar ensembles at Millikan University, led by Manly Mallard. And we're going to go out here with another from, this is from the forthcoming CD?
Yes, that's correct.
The Nashville Noel, which you mentioned earlier. Frank Mullen is the arranger. And anything more need to be said other than that the obvious combination of country and Christmas?
Yeah, this is a tribute to Chet Atkins.
Oh, wow. And, of course, he has a particular style of playing that
right.
I imagine you do a little teaching of that?
Not so much. I'd kind of get into the Travis picking. I do that in class guitar. We have a guitar class for beginners and people who are just interested in accompanying themselves, and we do a little Travis picking in there.
Okay. Well, one of these days we'll have a TV show and have demonstrations of these various kinds of picking that we end up talking on this program, talking about on this program. Manly, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure, and I always enjoy listening to your show. And,
thanks a lot.
Look forward to hearing this.
All right. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. University Guitar Ensemble in Frank Mullins' arrangement called Nashville Noel. And they'll be playing tonight along with Guitar Ensembles 2 and 3 at Kuiper Hall on the Millikan Campus in Decatur. That starts at 7:30. Other events tonight at 7:30 at the Kranitz Center in Urbana, University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra is performing. Also, the Jazz Combos 2 from the U of I at Kranitz Center tonight at 7:30. The vocal ensemble Seraphim is participating in a Music for a Season of Joy at First Baptist Church. Oh, I'm sorry, that one actually ended right about now. The guitar ensembles at the guitar ensemble at Parkland College is performing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Urbana Free Library. And choral ensembles at Wesley United Methodist Church in Charleston, those choral ensembles from Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. We have support today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville.